Welcome to the Good Health Workshop, a show about health, nutrition, cleansing, and detoxification. We will support you where you are and encourage you to reach your health goals. Our purpose is to share information, raise your level of consciousness, and to keep you inspired to transform your life. My name is Donna Pirani, and I am your host today. And we're going to talk today a little bit, or quite a bit, about raw foods, also referred as living foods. And I've been living primarily on raw foods for about 25 years now, and I wanted to devote an entire show to this topic. Our first show, my co-host was Debbie Gordon, and we did discuss a little bit about raw foods and juicing, but I just love this topic. It has changed my life. I began my journey having some minor health problems. I was in my early 20s, and I was suffering from chronic yeast infections and painful periods and acne and constipation, and I was having some issues with anxiety. And I just didn't have a lot of energy growing up. You know, kids ran around and had lots of energy. I spent a lot of times feeling like I needed to rest up to do things. I felt like I was dragging myself through college. I was raised on a standard American diet, lots of pasta, cheese, meat, lots of desserts and sugar. We always had some sort of little Danish at breakfast, or a bagel with something on it, or an English muffin. White flour at every meal, animal protein at every meal. That was the way I was raised. But it didn't really reflect in the way that you'd think. You'd think I would be, you know, fully nourished. My constitution should have been strong. But when I started to transition, because I wanted to get better, and I went through 5 different doctors in 3 years, and I was suffering where I was uncomfortable every day, and it wasn't fun, and it was kind of embarrassing to even talk about. So I started to make some changes, and I had this friend, her mother had healed from arthritis. She must have been in her 40s, and she went on this raw foods diet, and she healed from arthritis. So my friend kept encouraging me to eat better, to take better care of myself. And I started reading and researching. There was no internet in those days. You know, it was the 1980s. And, you know, I just spent time in bookstores. I started actually frequenting health food stores, someplace I'd never gone to. I started experimenting eating foods like an avocado or a mango, which is pretty common today. But in those days, you had to really seek out those kinds of foods. And over the course of a year, I made some big changes, and I became vegan. And the first thing that happened once I gave up, the last bit of animal protein I gave up was yogurt. I figured, hey, I should still eat yogurt because I was having these yeast infections, right? And we receive all that marketing and advertising telling us that we should eat yogurt for the probiotics. But hey, hello, it's very constipating to eat dairy products. It's a binder. What do you think they put in a cake? They put eggs. They put milk. They bind all those ingredients up. So as soon as I became vegan, like literally the second that I gave up animal protein, I went from being able to poop one time every 3 or 4 days to pooping at least 2 or 3 times a day. It was astonishing. It was life-changing. Hip, hip, hooray. I'll never forget it. So life forever changed at that point, and I thought, wow, this vegan diet, this alone is worth it, because I felt so much better.
Did you have to carry a pooper scooper?
This is Lee, our engineer. Welcome, Lee.
Hi.
He's going to be my sidekick today, and he's going to...
I'll kick you in the side every so often.
He's a wonderful engineer, and he knows a lot about the subject I'm talking about today. So he's going to be he's a great comedian too, as you can see. Anyway, so I kept going with this program, and my friend encouraged me to move towards eating primarily raw foods. And eventually, I thought, well, you know what? I think I'll try this for 1 month. I'll try eating at least 75% of my diet raw. And we were talking fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, sprouts, let's see, what else? Seaweed, that type of thing. And the 25% would be steamed vegetables, maybe some brown rice, a steamed potato. Everything had to be pretty clean, nothing fried, no oils at that point either. I brought those in years later. And it was super clean. Like, I put lemon juice on my potatoes or my salad. very, very simple eating. And for the first time, I noticed I could really taste my food. I think I was masking the taste by putting so many condiments on top of my food. I really liked saucy food or lots of mayonnaise on a sandwich. And for the first time, I could really taste the celery stick. I could really taste what a tomato tasted like or strawberry. And once I moved on to this journey, I noticed that the strawberry tasted so much more delicious than I ever remembered. And after 1 month, I was still having some of these issues, and I was using very natural means to deal with it. And for the first time in my life, I was 24 at the time, my age, and I skipped a menstrual period. And I was really, really excited because I thought, wow, something is really happening here. Something is changing in my body. And I noticed that at 6 o'clock in the morning when the alarm would normally go off, I was already awake. I was awake, and I wasn't like crawling out of bed. I was like I'd open my eyes and I could just get out of bed and start my day. So at this time, it was March 1989, I committed to this program. I joined a gym for the first time. I was exercising, and I broke up with a guy I was seeing for about 3 years, and that was kind of a toxic relationship I was in. So it was a really big point in my life because I really took charge, and I continued on this raw food journey, and by month three, I stopped having yeast infections. I began having my menstrual periods, and they were painless. I had more energy than I had ever experienced in my entire life. I felt clean. I felt clear. My mind was so clear. I just felt like I was really connecting with my body, and it was so worth it. So, yes, I was so empowered, and it changed everything. And now, what was I supposed to do? I had to continue with this program. It wasn't like, oh, I'm all better now and I can go back to eating macaroni and cheese and ice cream and pizza. I knew that those symptoms would just come right back. So this was a new way of living. And yes, there were challenges, and there still are at times. But this journey over all these years has been so worth it for me to have embarked upon. And it has led me to not only my own personal well-being, but also just having my my health group, Accent on Wellness, and helping inspire other people to live healthier. And also my work as a colon hydrotherapist, and I own Gravity East Village.
It's interesting because when you go back to 1989, you know, you and some other people, my partner Rio,
yeah,
you know, we were pioneers back then because when you talked about raw foods, it wasn't like today where people know what you're talking about. And at the same time, if you wanted to get into raw foods, there just weren't any recipe books. Today, you go online, there's a zillion recipes, there's 1,000 books. But back then, it was all like we were pioneers trading recipes and saying, oh, hey, so-and-so, there was this girl, Echo, I don't know if you remember her.
Yeah, I do.
She was one of the early people, too, who were coming up, who was coming up with really good-tasting pâtés. And again, you know, people like yourself and my partner Rio, and
yeah.
it was the kind of thing where we were all seeking each other out, and we would have these potlucks, and it was a big thing. Hey, so-and-so is throwing a potluck. It's not like now, oh, another potluck, you know. I mean, you know.
But
it was a big deal then, because we were all waiting for, you know, for that potluck. So because, oh, so-and-so is inventive, and they came up with this, or they came up with that, and it was, you know, it was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. And my potlucks that I had through the 90s and the early 2000-ish, I would attract 50, 60 people sometimes.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Not so much now, though. I can't seem to sort of, when I do throw one, sort of attract enough people. I'm not sure what's happening with that, if it's sort of went out of fashion. But
they just Google. This is, I can't come. I'm going to Google it.
Yeah.
And also,
well, I think it's these phones and the computer, and I think a lot of people are preoccupied. And I still value community. I value that we all get together, and people tend to get together and eat and share food. So to be able to get together and to share healthy food is a wonderful experience. And I do enjoy doing that with my friends, and so I still will throw a potluck now and then.
Yeah, well, I remember in those days, David Wolf was just starting out. I was commuting between here in New York and in California, and I guess there were. It was him at that time, Steve Arlen, I think his cousin, whatever. And they had a group called the Raw Thugs.
Yeah. They played music and everything. Yeah, I knew David when he first came with Steve to New York.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about raw food and its benefits. Of course, health is many things. Eating healthy is just one piece of the whole. So, of course, we need to breathe clean air and drink pure water. Sunshine is required to live. Rest, that's usually overlooked, especially New Yorkers. So we need adequate rest in terms of sleep, but also, how do you conduct yourself during the day? Exercise, which is also overlooked, which is very key, very important. Healthy mental, spiritual, and emotional disposition. So how we feel, how we think, our place in the world, all very, very important. So I could spend, a whole show just talking about all of this. But our topic is on raw foods. And so there are many benefits. Most people will tout the benefits of eating raw foods because of the life force. So, of course, there's a certain electricity or energy that is part of any fruit or vegetable, those nuts and seeds, the sprouts. And that life force exists within all of us. So it just makes complete sense that you would bring into your body that life force and energy, that electricity, in a sense. It just is so vitally important. When we cook our food, it actually sort of kills off that life force. And when we're connecting with the food and we're bringing it into our field, our energy field, we can actually, it's been shown to, our field can increase when we're connecting with the food that's raw. There's something called Curlian photography. Maybe you've gone to a health fair and you see those like cool aura photographs where you see your energy field, and sometimes they're pink or different colors. And I have seen some footage of raw foods and what, let's say, an apple or a tomato would look like. And the field is quite immense. And you can actually see electric bolts like actually emanating. Real like white light electricity emanating from raw foods. So again, if you want to have an energetic body, if you want to feel good, it just makes complete sense that you would bring that into your body. If you cook that tomato or apple, it will not have that same energy field. It's much dimmer. There's no white light, electricity coming. There's just a halo of energy, in its field. It's nothing like that. So this is a biggie. We're going to take a break now, and we're going to come back, and we'll talk more about raw food. You are listening to the Good Health Workshop and CatskillsRadio.com.
We're on Catskills Radio.
Yes, we are. So, and I'm Donna Perani, and we're talking about raw food today. So to continue our conversation, another benefit of eating raw food is the enzymes. So we're always hearing about taking digestive enzymes when we eat. It helps us digest our food. But the wonderful thing about raw food is that it comes in a perfect package, has just the amount of right amount of water, fiber, nutrition, and enzymes. And the enzymes are what helps us to digest that food. We don't need to draw upon our body to help to break down that, I'll keep referring to that, apple. It comes in that perfect package. So when we eat cooked foods, the body will need to produce enzymes so we can break down the food. This creates wear and tear on the body. It'll accelerate the aging process in a sense. So if you want to stay beautiful, you'll eat raw foods for that purpose. And there's a great ease when we eat raw foods because of this as well. Now, some people may say, hey, sometimes I'll eat, raw broccoli, or I'll eat, raw cabbage, and I feel kind of gassy. Yeah, some of those sorts of foods that have that kind of dense insoluble fiber can be a little harder to digest. But even something like raw cabbage, if you started off with smaller amounts of it and build your way up, you'll very soon be able to have no problem digesting that as well. It's kind of like if your body is used to eating a lot of pasta and white bread and low fiber foods, and then you start introducing a lot of dense fiber into the body, it's almost like your digestive tract has been sitting around for too long, and then you decide to do a really intense workout. It you might feel sore afterwards, or you just may not be strong enough to lift the weight. So you'll bring in these high fiber foods in slowly, so your body can digest them properly. The other benefit of eating raw foods is that the nutrition is intact. When we cook our food, we denature it to some effect. Changes molecularly, even. If you think about when you cook a string bean, it's very different than just eating a raw string bean. The raw string bean is very snappy. It's very it's very stiff. And then when you cook the string bean, it gets very rubbery. So nutritionally, the food really does change quite a bit. And with that in mind, the nutrition is much more superior when we eat it raw. Now, some of you may argue, hey, again, like what about kale? Like, they say you have to cook it to be able to absorb the nutrition. Yeah, that can be argued to be true. What I'd say, because the cellulose is so dense in kale, you would juice it. So then you can bring out that nutrition and absorb it right away. That would be the best way to have your kale. But some raw food people will marinate the kale in some oils and possibly some lemon juice, and that will break down the cellulose and make it much more digestible. You could also add some of the food like this to a smoothie. So blending will also break down the cellulose, and so you could digest it really well.
Interestingly enough, because I was one of those people, you know, I would avoid eating raw kale because, it's hard to chew and this and that. Of course, we're growing it upstate, you know, in the garden. And having it fresh, there's a difference too. But what I do with kale, I just take one of those mezzalunas, if you don't know what that is. It's kind of a circular knife. You kind of rock it back and forth. I just take it and I will, just break
shred
it up in smaller pieces and mix it with, you know, within my other salad.
Uh-huh.
Or if I'm making a kale salad, like you say, marinate it. Just put it in some lemon juice. I'll put it in olive oil, lemon juice, and a little, Celtic sea salt or namashoyu. Mm-hmm. And if you want to even just let that sit for an hour before.
Doesn't even need to, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
What you could do when you make the marinated kale salad, some of the restaurants are selling that now. It's considered like high gourmet. Mm-hmm. But you would take a big bowl and you can literally take the leaf away from the stem. You could just rip it off.
Sure.
So you don't have the stem part, which is a little harder to chew. And so just the leaves, and you can rip those off, and then you could slice in some bell pepper that's pretty popular, or whatever you like. And yes, you'll add a good amount of lemon juice, flax oil, olive oil, whatever you like. And then you'll take some avocado. So you don't really need that much, like a half an avocado. And then you're going to take your clean hands and you're going to just dig right in there, and you're going to massage the avocado right in with all the rest of the food. Yeah, it's kind of fun because when you're a kid, your mom would be like, get your hands out of the plate.
Now let's put your hands in the plate.
Right.
And if you're really lazy, like, you know, some days they'll say, oh, gee, I'm just tired today. I'll go over. If you're in New York City, you can go to the juice press.
Yeah.
And they have a marinated kale,
kale salad. Yeah, they have a really good one.
Yeah.
I actually like a little chili powder in my kale salad as well.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So the other thing about eating raw is that a lot of the food that you'll be eating, fruits and vegetables, have a really high alkalinity. So there's a lot that's been written. You maybe have heard of the pH miracle by Dr. Robert Young. But a lot has been said about having a pH that's slightly alkaline versus acidic. And when you're eating an abundance of raw foods, especially some of these greens that we're talking about, they are some of the most alkaline foods that exist. So nuts and seeds are a little more acidic generally because of the protein content, but almonds, for instance, tend to be a little more neutral. So this is a benefit to try to transform your body's chemistry to achieve a more alkaline pH. And it's kind of like the water in the aquarium is just healthier. You could even buy pH strips. At Gravity's Village, we even have them for sale. And you could test your morning pee by taking a little test strip and just running it under your pee for a second or two, and then you can sort of judge what your pH, your true pH is. The other thing that can happen when you're eating a lot of raw food is that you may start to detoxify. So and some people are scared of that. They're like, oh, no, I don't want to feel bad. But honestly, it's just a time when you have to make sure the avenues of elimination are keeping up. And, of course, this is my expertise being a colonic therapist. And this is the joy of my work, is that I see a lot of people coming in who are on cleanses, or they're just eating better. They're just eating more salads, having more healthier foods in their diet. As soon as you bring in foods that have that higher life force, that frequency that we've been talking about, then your cells actually will start to respond to that. And it's kind of like the planet has a charge. It's a negative charge. Our bodies have a negative ionic charge. We tend to be drawn to hanging out near the ocean because of the ions. The air is cleaner after a rainstorm because of the ions. So poisons, toxins, heavy metals, pesticides, you know, anything that's detrimental or unhealthy is going to have a positive charge. And what happens is when we eat those pesticides or we're exposed to those toxins through our food, through our air, through our water, they tend to stick to our bodies because a negative to a positive is like a magnet. So it's really important that we do periodic cleanses. And I love the idea of eating more raw food as a lifestyle, but not everybody is able to be, you know, 75 or 100% raw. So I totally get that. It isn't for everyone, but absolutely, we can all agree that eating more fruits and vegetables, maybe having a vegetable juice every day or try to get a few in each week, you know, just to increase the amount of raw foods in your diet will be of benefit for all of these reasons. So if you're someone who's like a, you know, a ham sandwich kind of person and pizza for dinner, you know, it might be a big step for you to start having a salad for lunch even. So you're going to move into this slowly. And a good idea would be to make sure that you're eliminating properly. So when the elimination is not keeping up, meaning pooping, and you may find you may be pooping more because you're eating all this great fiber. But some people will come to me and say, hey, Donna, I usually have a movement at least once a day, and I haven't gone for 3 days since I adopted this diet that's more raw. And that what's happening is the raw food does detoxify because it's energetically that ionic charge is very, very powerful. So that bringing the juicing in or bringing in the raw foods is going to sort of get those poisons and toxins to awaken and start to move through and hopefully out of the body. But if your system is inundated by that detox, then a lot of times the garbage pail, your colon is going to be a little overworked or overflowing. So it's important to consider having a colonic. I'm sorry, it always comes up with any kind of cleansing.
Go to Gravity East. get that colonic.
Yes, or wherever you're listening, if there's a place that you can go, it's a great time to embark on having a colon cleanse. If you can't do that, you may want to increase the amount of magnesium you're taking in to help to increase more bowel movements during this time. That can be helpful too. But a good old colonic is much more thorough.
What's interesting is that a lot of people say, oh, well, I went on raw foods for a day and I really got sick, you know, so it's not for me. And what's really happening is that they just started eliminating. We had a funny story. We had this young lady who was working on Rio's, my partner Rio, her internet site. And at the time, she was... She was like picking up freelance work and she didn't have a lot of money. So when she'd come over to our place, she'd always say, well, do you have anything that I can eat? And at the time, we were renting to some roommates and they weren't on raw food. So I would just, you know, borrow some of the roommates' food to feed her.
Right.
Because, you know, she wasn't into raw. And this one day, there wasn't any roommates' food. Uh-huh. So I said, well, I have this salad and I have this little, you know, pate. Actually, I think it was a raw potato salad that Rio had made. And she eats this up and she says, wow, this really tastes good. And she leaves. And I get a call from her later that evening. She says, you know, as soon as I got to the subway, I started getting a fever and I started feeling weak. And I didn't, you know, really didn't feel good, which obviously she was going into an instant detox because come to find out she had never eaten anything green in her life. And then she says, but I met my boyfriend. We went to McDonald's, had a couple of cheeseburgers. Then I felt okay.
Yeah. So that's a great little story because I have witnessed that sort of thing when people start to go into a detox. We had one lady years ago and she had a lot of respiratory problems and she, in her working through bringing more and more raw food in, she was trying to get off medications. So there was one night where her detox was really taking effect, and she actually had to run out in the night, and she bought some bread. And when she ate the bread, her feeling, her wheezing or whatever went away. She eventually got off most of her medications. She just needed an inhaler occasionally. So, and that was remarkable because she was on quite a bit of medication. Wow. So, yes, you know, so that is a piece of the whole thing. You know, you move at your pace, you move slowly. And then if you do feel not so great, then it's a sign that you may need to just empty out that colon. Because once you start to loosen up some of the crud, even in the digestive tract, all the raw food, all that fiber, all that perfect package we're talking about, the juiciness, will literally start to loosen up a lot of waste that may be impacted in the body, in the system. So that can block things up a little bit too. But never fear, you know, this is just all really, really good to move in this direction, to create more vitality into your life, and to be healthier, you know, to bring that energy and life force so you can feel better, better than you can imagine. And when we eat a lot of this raw food, you know, you're creating a lot less stress on your vital organs. You're not overworking a lot of your organs. Raw food is, again, in that perfect package. When we eat cooked food, you know, we're taking the water out of the food, right? When we put the food in the oven, we're dehydrating it, we're removing it, and it becomes much more concentrated. So it's going to be much harder to digest. And of course, we're told to drink 8 glasses of water to make up for the fact that all that dehydrated, concentrated food, it's much harder to process. And in effect, also, when we eat a lot of cooked foods or even a small amount of cooked foods, what I find is a lot of people generate a lot of mucus. If I go to a movie theater, if I go to a restaurant, I hear people blowing their nose after eating, they're clearing their throat, they're coughing, because a lot of even healthy, you know, cooked foods like beans and grains, they tend to be mucus forming. So it creates a bit of an irritation in the system. And then that excessive amount of mucus can harden and kind of create obstruction in the body. And there's books written by Professor Arnold Arett, The Mucusless Diet Healing System. And, you know, this was quite a classic for people interested in raw foods, because he'll go into this particular area. And where there's obstruction in the body, then eventually, over time, as we get older, especially, it may generate some problems and stresses. So to stay youthful, to stay healthy, I recommend having a cleaner body to have a purer body by eating raw foods. It's the food of the earth. It's closer to God in a sense, and you're connecting with that. So we'll be right back with more on raw food. Welcome back to the Good Health Workshop, and I'm Donna Peroni, and I'm here with Lee, and we are talking about raw food today. So to finish that thought on just creating eating food of high water content, like fruits and vegetables basically are high water content foods. Nuts and seeds, they're more like fat or protein foods. So the mistake of some people when they're moving into this type of lifestyle is that they overeat on nuts and seeds. And then there are a lot of dehydrated snacks that people eat where they'll make a concoction with the nuts and the vegetables, and they'll throw it in a dehydrator. And basically, if the food is dehydrated below 118 degrees, technically, it's not cooked. but we usually dehydrate more around below 113 degrees because it'll start to lose its enzymes at 113 degrees. So we want to do small amounts of these more concentrated foods to create that ease. The raw foods diet tends to be a diet that's a high fat and green diet. That is my approach. When I first started with all of this, I was doing quite a bit of fruit, believe it or not, and I was doing lower fat. And I had a lot of energy, but honestly, the amount of sugar that's in the fruit today, the way it's been hybridized, and I was bouncing off the walls. It really is not the way to go for the long term. And it really doesn't work, in my opinion, because honestly, every cell in your body needs omega-3 and 6. And your brain is 60% fat, and a third of that is omega-3. So if you're doing an approach that's more of a fruitarian or high-fruit approach, you're not going to be able to feel good if you're bringing in a lot of fats. And yeah, every cell in your body needs these fats, and so it will not work. You'll eventually have deficiencies, and you may develop problems later on.
I mean, unless you're, you know, if you're doing an 80-10-10 type diet, unless you're...
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, unless you're...
The 10%...
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you're a super athlete like Dr. Douglas Graham, who, you know...
But he doesn't advocate oils in the diet.
He does?
He does not. So, and I'm a big advocate of a lot of like the flax and the hemp.
Right, exactly.
Because I did avoid them for about 14 years, and I developed a terrible rash. And my test results showed that I was very deficient in omega-3 and 6 because I did avoid oils, and I was eating nuts and seeds each day. So the most common question that we get about this approach, this vegan raw food approach, is where do I get my protein?
Well, there's lots of places, but I was just going to say we got a letter from somebody who is doing that very high fruitarian.
Oh yeah.
This diet, and he it was to my partner Rio, and he wrote that his hair was falling out and this was happening. You know, what do I do? Of course, you answered, get off that.
Yeah. So the reason.
Start adding, you got to have a full spectrum diet.
Yeah, full spectrum diet. And the reason his hair was falling out is because he was demineralized. So, Douglas, I don't want to talk about him or his book, but basically, this approach, either way, you really need to do a lot of the greens. If you look at some of the other primates, like monkeys, or even if you look at a cow, you know, they eat a lot of grass, you know, the bones of a cow. I mean, they have a very different digestive tract, but the monkeys, they eat a lot of leaves. So Brian Clement of Hippocrates Health Institute, he'll say often to, you know, the audience, he is a real expert on raw foods and living foods lifestyle, that you probably will not be successful in the long term on a raw foods diet without green drinks. So we're talking wheatgrass, green juices. Sprouts in particular have very high amounts of minerals and protein. Wheatgrass has actually, believe it or not, quite a bit of protein. So if we're eating a wide variety, full spectrum, as Lee said, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, we will get adequate protein. If you're not eating and you're walking around and you're avoiding eating, you're starving, then yeah, you may have a problem. But chances are we all enjoy to eat and we're being healthy with our portion sizes. But yes, you want to have more of a green approach, so then you don't have a problem with hair or teeth falling out or any of that. The fruitarian approach, it's very, very common that there's some issues. A lot of dental problems. And I've seen it a lot over the years. I could tell you so many stories of people who got really turned off because of it. And then if you're doing a high fruit diet, there is sugar, a lot of sugar, and it's still going to be an issue with your teeth if you're living on fruit all day long. It just doesn't work for the long term. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some ideas on what to eat. I start my morning with a green smoothie, and I make it low glycemic. I put a green apple and whatever berries. I put this morning sunflower sprouts. I sprout my own alfalfa. I really enjoy my green smoothie every morning. It's very satisfying. Any of you who want the recipe, you can email me at donna@gravityeastvillage.com, and I'd be happy to send you some smoothie recipes. You could also come to Gravity, and we could talk about this type of stuff over any colonic session. I love talking about this stuff. But yeah, I start with my green smoothie in the morning, and then if that's not for you, some people will maybe have a nut milk type of a smoothie. It's a little denser, a little heavier. If that's still way too much for you to transition, let's say, from the bagel and cream cheese, then maybe you're going to just go to oatmeal next. That's like a great, 'cause that feels normal. And then you'll be able to move on to maybe even fruit in the morning for some of you who don't have time. Or maybe you'll have some vegetable juice. If you're having juice in the morning, chances are you'll need about 32 ounces if you're like me and you're a fast metabolizer. So you may do a juice earlier and then another one mid-morning to add up to 32 ounces. For lunch, a salad, you know, avocado. And then Lee keeps mentioning about pâtés and nut dressings. So yeah, this world of raw foods, there's so many YouTube videos with recipes. You can go to a store in New York called High Vibe. They have a wonderful, wonderful library of raw foods. They have Rio's book. Rio wrote a wonderful book, recipe book on raw foods.
Hooked on Raw.
Hooked on Raw, yeah.
It's a classic.
And, yeah, it's a classic. And they have a nice selection there. So if you can get down to East 3rd Street, they also, if you're not in New York, they do ship. And they are a wonderful store because they have a lot of the supplements, the treats, the just anything that someone who's interested in this topic, they have it there.
Yeah, it's not like going to Whole Foods where you're in the vitamin department and you're talking to somebody who knows nothing about vitamins and nutrition. Bob Dagger, who owns High Vibe, is an expert.
Yeah, and great people over there. So you definitely want to check them out. You can find them online easily if you Google them. So, but yeah, so what you do if you want to make like a raw nut type of dressing or almost like a hummus, you would literally take your raw nuts and seeds. So it could be sunflower, pumpkin, maybe walnuts, almonds, whatever raw nuts that you like. You can put them in a little bowl and just cover them with water. And you'll just soak them for a good 8 hours or so, and then you'll rinse them off. If you're not ready, then what I do is I actually change the water and I put it in the fridge. And you can get away with kind of changing the water each day for a couple of days. And then you will, once you rinse off the nuts, you'll put them in your blender, your Vitamix. If you have a food processor, that can work too, but a blender is better. You can even use a Magic Bullet. You can use a NutriBullet. Any of those mini blenders are great. And you're going to add just maybe a little bit of water. And then you need to add something to make it blend up into something creamy. So I like celery, maybe two stalks of celery. Perhaps it's a half of a bell pepper, or maybe it's just half a cucumber. And really, like, you're thinking about 4 ounces of nuts. So you could eat that if you have a good appetite at one meal. Some of you, that might be too much, but you'll take 3 ounces, you'll soak them, and then they plump up to about 4 ounces, the nuts and seeds, because they get hydrated. So you're germinating the nuts and seeds, and you're unlocking the life force when you soak them. And that's going to make them digest easier and better. It'll break down some protein inhibitors and it's just a better quality food to put into your body. And then basically you'll add any seasonings you like, maybe some lemon juice to that. I am a fan of some of the Himalayan salt. Some people have different opinions about that. I put about a quarter of a teaspoon. I might add, what else do I add? You know, I get creative. Maybe I'll add some onion or garlic, depending on how I feel. If I want it to really taste like hummus, I actually add cumin seeds. I'll actually add paprika. Maybe you have some fresh herbs that you like, parsley or cilantro. So you can really change it up. And that salad that you're eating every day for lunch becomes very interesting because this dressing, the nuts as your base, you can change the seasonings each time. And one day it could taste like sun-dried tomatoes. The next day it may taste like hummus because of the cumin. The next day after that, you might add a little bit of cayenne and you may add some curry, you know, so that would give it a different taste, or coconut oil. So you can really be very creative to make it really yummy. And it, the more water you add to it, the thinner it will be. So if you want it to be more of a dressing where it's thinner, you can add a little of that flax oil, hemp oil to it as well. And then you have a dressing, and you can keep it in the fridge. You can make a bunch, and you can keep it, and it'll last a couple of days in the fridge at least. And then this way you're good for a couple of days. I like the NutriBullet or the Magic Bullet because it is a smaller container, and then it's easy to transport if you want to take it with you to work. And if you want it to be more like a hummus, then the salad can become like crudité. You can just chop up, if you don't have time to make a salad, then just chop up your carrot sticks and your cucumber wedges and your celery sticks, and then voila, you've got your pâté, and you can literally dip and eat it. Or you can take a wedge of cucumber and just put a dollop of this pâté on top of it and eat it like that. So you are going to really just make the experience really enjoyable. I also like to eat on really nice dishes, colorful dishes that also makes the experience more special and better. So these are some tips of things to eat. If you notice, I recommend a lower sugar profile, but it is permissible to have like one fruit meal a day. So that could be, you know, two peaches or a grapefruit or two oranges. So what, that could be your snack, that could be your breakfast. I do recommend finishing eating by 8 o'clock at night, not to eat too late. And dinner time, you know, if you're moving towards all raw, you could have like an avocado experience with a dressing at lunch on your salad. And then at dinner, you can have more of this nut-based type of experience, this dressing or pâté with your vegetables at dinner. I'm not 100% raw, believe it or not. So I do eat things like quinoa, some steamed potatoes. I don't cook with oils generally. I basically steam everything and then I add my dressing on top afterwards. Steamed vegetables will not generate mucus and that type of thing. It tends to move through the body pretty cleanly if you're talking broccoli, zucchini, string beans, and things like that.
Sometimes if people want to have a liquid meal, that's pretty hearty. I keep talking about Rio, but her background is Cuban and Hungarian, and their body types are, basically they have a tendency, weight wise to, you know, to face some challenges, even if they're eating 100, you know, eating properly. And again, people too with stress, you know, sometimes stress will put on a few pounds. So when Rio says, which I think she's totally wrong because she looks great, you know.
Oh, she looks great.
But she says, I got to lose a few pounds or whatever.
Well, she has a certain body type.
Yeah, it's a body type. But she came up with this drink called Baja Heat. that she's been having lately. And what it is in the juicer, of course, I drink it too. So, you know, this is like making 16 ounces for her and 16 ounces for me.
Aww.
So you could kind of cut the recipe in half.
Yes.
But so I'll take, four large cucumbers and a large, let's say, either red or yellow bell pepper, and maybe about a quarter of an onion, and either some parsley or cilantro, and I will run that through the juicer. Mm. So there we have, you know, a fair amount of juice. Okay, from that point, I'll put it either in, you can use a blender or a Vitamix. So I'll take that juice, just switch it right over to the blender, and I'll take a lime and I'll juice the lime, put that in there. And you talked about oil, so I'll just put a splash of literally raw, cold pressed olive oil.
Sure.
Yeah. And what makes it, gives it the Baja heat, a little bit of chipotle powder. So I take about an eighth of a teaspoon of that. And it's optional if you want. If you need to put a little sea salt in there, you can put a half a teaspoon of that.
Sounds really yummy, of the
mixture, and that's And then I'll take an avocado.
Oh.
Okay, put it in there, and then just blend that up for a minute. And
not a minute. That's a long time.
Yeah, actually, it's more
seconds. We don't want to cook our juice.
Exactly. I'm saying that kind of as a figure of speech.
Yes.
I wouldn't actually do it for a minute.
Yeah.
Basically, I pulse it is what I do, so that it break up the avocado.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that'll blow your mind. it's really delicious.
I have a secret for you too. I'm describing, a great transition diet to move towards. But I've kind of graduated to having a lot of liquid throughout the day. I'm working, I'm busy. So when I wake up in the morning, I make most of my food right away after I come back from my exercise. And one of the things that I have just about every day, we don't do everything every single day because we change it up, of course. But I'll take maybe half of a zucchini, put it in the blender with my sprouts, and I'll add a little bit of the bell pepper, like you're saying, and I'll add, this is my secret ingredient, I add like a sauerkraut juice. So some people will make like a cabbage rejuvelac. That would be a whole nother topic, and we'll do that. We'll do a topic on fermented foods. But if you notice, especially here in New York, if you get to the Union Square Market or Whole Foods, they're selling sauerkraut juice, and it's raw. And I mentioned it to the guy what I was doing at Union Square. I said, I put it in kind of like my gazpacho that I drink every day. And he thought, wow, I've never heard of that yet. And I have to tell you, my green mush tastes amazing with, 2 ounces of this sauerkraut juice.
Plus probiotics, the best probiotic you could get.
Yeah, so this is another piece of this whole lifestyle is to bring in some of the fermented foods and the probiotic. And I also add a little bit of, at Gravity, we are carrying Premier Research Labs supplement line, and they're very pure, wonderful supplements, and I take a lot of them myself. And one of the things they make is something called tomato. So it's basically a sun-dried tomato that's ground up into a powder. And I put, at least a teaspoon or more of that also. And it doesn't need it, but it really just punches up the flavor even more. I put some vitamin C powder from Health Force. It's the acerola berries. I put 2 teaspoons.
That's a great powder. I love that product.
Yeah. And, I used to make this smoothie and have to add garlic and all this other stuff. I don't need to add any of that because of the sauerkraut juice. I do like to add a little bit of lime oil from Young Living. They make lemon, lime, grapefruit. I just love Young Living's essential oils. They're pure and they're edible. We have the essential oils classes at Gravity. We had one last night. But I'll add 3 drops of lime So it's really, really yummy. So these are some of my tips. I think our time is drawing to a close. I had hoped to talk a little bit about transition a little more, but we'll save that for another day. We'll talk more about ideas of how to transition and to eat more healthy, the ongoing topic here at the Good Health Workshop. Before we finish, I would like to just mention that I host raw food events. Sometimes I even do a free webinar. I did one recently. So you may want to get on my email list. You can go to accentonwellnessnyc.com. You can put your email and name in to receive updates on our happenings. Usually just about every week there's some sort of happening going on. I'm hosting somebody or I'm teaching a class. Also, my business, Gravity East Village, we're located in New York City downtown, and we have colon hydrotherapy. I'll take good care of you, and so will my team of therapists. We have two treatment rooms. We also have a far infrared sauna that's a clear light sauna that's awesome. You could come have a private sauna. We have two lovely massage therapists, Marcella and Barbara, who are really good at working on those difficult spots. We have Reiki. Oh, my goodness. And also I do nutritional work. So if you're listening to the show and if you want to have a consultation with me, I'll be happy to do that. I can do that over Skype or over the phone, or I prefer in person. You could come on down to Gravity and I'd love to meet you. And our website is gravityeastvillage.com. You can call 212-388-9788. I want to thank Lee today for being my sidekick. I hope he doesn't mind me calling me the sidekick, and my wonderful engineer, and this opportunity to have this show today. And I also thank Pete Calandra for our music, and check him out on iTunes. You can find more of his music. And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much.